as we were driving, I had my three kids behind me, and my theologian, the kid that asked the most questions about God, had another question about God. You know, everybody has one, right? If you have multiple kids, you know that one of them is always going to be like, but this, but that, why this, why that? So we have one of those. You know, it's our middle kid, Nemi. And he was looking at me, and as I was driving, he said, Dad, does he always answer prayers quickly? And as soon as he asked that question, deep inside of me, I thought, whoa, I mean, this is not like an easy answer. This is not like a, you know, SpongeBob answer, you know, that you could just kind of share, and then you kind of move on, and, you know, it's not like that at all. It's like, all right, son, well, you know, I started explaining what, you know, how God answers prayers and when he doesn't, and that his timeline is very different than ours. But that really caused me to think quite a bit about God himself. And as we think about God, what would you answer to an 80-year-old coming to you saying, tell me about God? And what kind of picture or what kind of things would you share to an 80-year-old about God himself? You know, what kind of things would come out of your mouth? What kind of things would you share to an 80-year-old asking deep questions, perhaps your child or your grandchild or your niece or your neighbor or a student at school? What would you share? What would you share? Because the odds are is that if you have an unclear picture of who God is, then when you share about God to the people around you, it's going to be real foggy. A.W. Tozer put it this way, and this is going to be really, really our starting point for the next series. And he put it this way. He said, the most important thing about you, the most important thing about you is what you think about when you think about God. Let me say that again. The most important thing about you and me and us, the most important thing above anything else in this world, the most important thing is what you think about, what we think about when we think about God. You see, whatever you think about when you think about God will shape every area of your life. Every single area will be affected. All of us, when we hear the word God or the Lord, have this canvas inside of us that we picture God. Somebody says God this or God that or Lord this, Lord that. We have this picture framed in our heads about who we think God is. And that picture has been shaped by a variety of different things. It's been shaped by your circumstances, whether they're positive or negative. You've formulated a picture about God on the basis of your past. You formulated a picture about God on the basis of your upbringing. Maybe you came from a very religious background. You tried different churches, different religions, and so you have this combodulation, if that's even a word, combodulation of what you think God is. And if it's not a word, write it down. It's going to be popular one day. You know, you heard it first. You heard it here. You know, I